Hi, welcome back to Project Independence in You. I'm your host, Rebecca Miller, co-host Ann Hirsch. It's been great having Ann here as usual. Thank you.
And thank you for letting me be part of this.
It's always wonderful to have you. And Christina Liu, radio show producer extraordinaire.
Oh, thank you. You said that correctly. She read that off. Very good.
I did post that on Facebook yesterday, I have to say, that you didn't like. So I'm feeling a little, insecure. But okay, maybe you'll like it later.
Oh, yeah. How'd I miss that? I've been stuck in a Harry Styles web.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. We have like a little light talk maybe on Christina. Actually, you know, when you grow up and you have like an idol, like as a little girl, for me, it was David Cassidy. When I was like four, I was in love with him, from the Partridge Family. And the closest I got to him was the worst seat in Madison Square Garden.
That's okay.
And my father wouldn't buy me the binoculars.
Yeah, which that crushed me. I think I might just buy you a pair of binoculars just because it makes me like sad.
Talk about childhood trauma. Christina and her friend, they won a sweepstakes.
Yes.
And she got to actually meet in person an idol.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yes. It's been quite the exciting week for me.
Totally.
And this was legitimate.
This was actually a non-scam sweepstakes. My friend and I were entering all kinds of things because we're just game for anything. And she actually won and called me in a full panic. So it was a top secret event. We couldn't tell anyone because it was a listening party of his album before the album was dropped. So we went, which was super exciting, to be in Columbia Studios, which was amazing.
It was a secret. Like, they wouldn't tell them where to go until
amazing.
Right before it.
So then we went, and then Mr. Harry Styles entered the room, and he hugged each of us. And I'm still on cloud nine from the whole experience. So
I just want to say Sam entered also. No. So you probably
intern.
Oh, you interned?
Oh, wow.
Maxwell.
Very cool.
Wow.
So how do you know the difference between a real sweepstake and a one that's...
It's from where you get it, because I got it from Sony. So Sony actually sent out an email saying it. So then we applied and... The cards aligned, and it was quite the day. So.
She got to hug him.
I mean, that's really it. My life was complete. I've just been running around everything. I said nothing can really bother me, this week at all, no matter what gets thrown my way.
This just happened
on Tuesday. Yes. So luckily, I have a supportive husband who supports all my weird things, and he was very excited for me that I got to meet the second in line. So.
I have to say, we have to give a shout out to Jay.
We'll give a shout out to my husband who puts up with my crazy antics and supports me. So thank you, Jay.
Supportive, wonderful husband that he is.
Yeah, so that was quite exciting.
Very fine.
Nice. So that was, a sweepstakes that was a beneficial sweepstakes because there are some out there.
Right. So, isn't that great to actually be able to meet one of your idols,
It actually
is. So that's fabulous. And it's great.
But back to
Carfit.
Carfit, which is equally as exciting as meeting Harry Styles. Carfit is really a program that I encourage everybody to do. I did the Carfit program. I believe you were fitted for your car.
Oh, Rebecca has. We've heard a couple of times her experience about the...
My car accident after.
Yeah, right.
The head support, head restraint. It's not a head rest.
Right, the head restraint.
And
right.
I just like a day or two before, I think Claudia had Carfit in me initially and just said this was, just set things right. And then like 2 days later... I was going to get onto the LIE, hitting home, and there was a car ahead of me stopped, and to get on to the expressway, and I was basically hit from behind by two other cars. One car hit, then another car hit, and I was like bounced back and forth. And the car behind me, the driver, was taken away by ambulance, and the car behind him was hurt, but he was okay. But anyway, and I just got right out of the car.
Yeah.
I had my seatbelt in the right place. I was in
the
camera.
And it makes such a difference.
And my head
and you really
hit the
don't.
Right place and, yeah.
What I think is great about this program is that, the whole thing is that, a lot of people want to maintain driving. So as you age, as you change just throughout your lifetime, things are different. And you might think, I've been driving for, 30 years and I know everything. But, it's different based upon, your current state, your current car that you're driving. Things change. And I remember when I did it, there were some things I actually had no idea, in full disclosure, where this button is. And I was like, I have no idea. I didn't know like certain things tilted. But I remember sitting in there and, the mirror adjustment and how that blew me away. And I tell everyone about that all the time. So I said that was like, that you're not actually supposed to see your own car in the mirror because you're in your car. Like, you know you're in your car. You don't, you're losing, you know, seeing, you know, things on the road that way.
Right. When, if you don't have the side view mirror set up right, you're not seeing everything you could see.
Right.
You know, you shouldn't really see any part of your car in the mirror. It should just be just outside. So that, you know, you don't want to be looking at your
car. So you're maximizing the whole area around your car.
Right. And so many things you learn.
It's really great. And I recommend everybody does this if you're still driving.
And frequently, not just once in a life. Absolutely. Because, like, you have issues with your neck and you're limited to, you know, the rotation.
No, and I always laugh, you know, because I said I always think about my grandpa, you know, when he was driving, and he really did not want to give up the keys, and he wanted to maintain driving. And we were like, Grandpa, you can't turn your head.
Yeah.
Like, you know, your neck is so stiff. This is, like, not a safe thing, you know. So there's these different things. And like I said, things come up, and you really need to figure out how to, if you are able to, safely to continue to drive.
Right.
It's a 12-point checklist. Takes about 20 to 30 minutes. You have to make an appointment. Project Independence is doing this in conjunction with the American Occupational Therapy, ARP, and AAA. And it is going to be on June 20th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park. You must schedule an appointment by calling 516-873-2364. If you need that number, you can obviously call 311 and we'll get you set up for that. But I recommend everybody does this for your own safety.
And these have been filling up. We do them frequently. So call now. Don't
absolutely. That's what we've been trying. We've been promoting this for a while because they really do fill up very fast.
Yeah.
So definitely get in there if you're interested. And a very exciting thing, Rebecca, that we've been working on is the Aging in Place in Suburbia Conference and Expo.
Yeah, so exciting.
It's coming around again. This is the fourth one.
Can't believe it.
It's going to be on Wednesday, October 18th.
Save that date, everybody.
From 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Yes We Can Community Center. And this year's theme is Toolbox for Living Well. Which is really great because that encompasses
anything
and everything to really age healthy. So, you know, you could walk around this expo and go to the different seminars and really walk away with hardcore information, you know, that that will help you age in place. So it's really great. There'll be tons of wonderful organizations there and speakers. So stay tuned for more information about that. Transportation will also be available.
Yeah, there'll be transportation available. Just save the date for now, Wednesday, October 18th. And it's going to be a really great program. Like Christina said, I can't believe it's the fourth one. It's amazing, and that it is actually 2017. I can't believe it. And that's October 18th.
October 18th. So we will be, we're finalizing all this information in the next coming months. So
that's
stay
great.
Tuned for all the excitement.
We'll be hopefully talking about it on the radio show every week.
We will be. I can guarantee we will be doing that. Another exciting program that will be coming up is a program that Martha Cohen will be doing in addition to World in Motion, and it's called the Project Independence Players. This came out of one of the advisory committees about how they really felt there was a need for a kind of an arts group. So this PI Players, you will be able to be in this group and do drama, improvisation, music, dance, movement, poetry, performance. And it's really about reminiscing and sharing your life experience through this kind of performance.
Wonderful.
So I'm really excited for this. I can't wait for this to get off the ground. It starts in September. So the first one will be on September 5th.
Not that we want to talk about September right now.
We
or
do not.
October.
But it seems like a really fun program. I'm excited for this to start because the goal is at the end to have some kind of performance, which I think would be
wonderful.
Fabulous. But we really just want to stress to people that, you know, if you're going to join the group, you need to, like, commit to being a part of the group because they're going to be, you know, working hard on this. So definitely
you know, we're really approaching, like, the last 2 minutes of the show. And I want to make sure that we provide some more information on the guests of the show.
Yes.
You know, if you were a guest or you have anything special coming up, you know, let us know. We'd be happy to mention it during this time because we do appreciate the time people take to become guests on the show. Jim Smith, who was, you know, is a Vietnam Army veteran, worked for Newsday for many years, wrote an incredible book. You know, he's got some public appearances coming up in some libraries, Copaig Library, at West, I think, East Meadow, he said. Great Neck Senior Center today at 2. You know, Gail Kirschenbaum, filmmaker, she had given out her, the best way to get in touch with her, I believe she said, was gailkirschenbaum.com.
Yes.
You can get, that's a really good, she's also.
Yeah, that's her main.
Facebook.
Yes.
A few weeks back, we had on Ellie, who is part of a, he's an optician in the town of North Hempstead. He's been, you know, he was in Port Washington and Albertson. He's in a rock cover band, Rolling Stones, and he's playing tonight at Mulcahy. So he's an optician and also a musician. So, you know, we're happy to promote that. A lot of our guests do a lot of things, and most of the events coming up that Christina was talking about have all been guests on our show.
That's terrific. If you don't mind, I'm also going to add, I became a Scrabble player recently.
Oh.
Great Neck has just started a group on Tuesdays from 1 to 4 o'clock. Great, great. It's
Great
terrific.
Neck where?
The library, the main library has it. So it's fabulous. And then today from 2 to 5 o'clock will be the Port Washington Library. It's amazing how many events are being offered within the town of North Hempstead.
It really is. Thank you for sharing that. So you can always call 311 and we can help to connect you. I want to thank Dan Cox, who's the director of broadcasting at WCWP. Of course, Sam, it was great to see you. Great engineer, Janine Solero. Christina Liu, our fabulous radio show producer. Ann Hirsch, a wonderful guest, guest host, that is. Our guest today, Jim Smith, who is a Vietnam Army veteran and author, Gail Kirschenbaum, filmmaker, fascinating person. Thank the town of North Hempstead, the supervisor, and also Project Independence.
And thank you for coming back.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime I'm available. Have a great weekend, all.